Welcome to the Ask Coach Perry podcast. Get your running, triathlon, swimming, or cycling questions answered by one of the best coaches in the world today.
Into the next episode of the Ask Coach Perry podcast, Lindsay Perry. The next question comes in today from AJ, and I do quite a bit of this as well, so it's going to be interesting to hear your answer. Treadmill running versus road running, which is better? And AJ says, why does running on a treadmill feel so much harder?
Well, okay, so it can only be a psychological thing because running on a treadmill is much easier than running on the road. You don't have to deal with fluctuating environmental conditions. You're on a rotating belt, so you don't have the same ground reaction forces. And unless you put the treadmill on 1 or 2% gradient, it's actually pretty much like, well, it's very, very flat, and you very seldom, unless you're running around and around a track outside, would run as flat. So, from a physiological cost, it's easier to run on a treadmill. It's certainly more boring, and it feels like it's taking much longer when you're running on a treadmill. But to the question of which one is more beneficial, look, there are a lot of advantages from running outside, and I mean, I've already listed them in their degree of difficulty. So you get varied terrain, the surfaces are slightly harder, so they do prepare your muscles a little bit better for the races that we're preparing for. But having said that, if you live in an area where you've got little or no access to running on gravel roads or running on the grass, you're always running on the tar, that can aid in overuse injuries. The load eventually can be greater than your adaptation. So the advantages of running on a treadmill are it is softer. So there is greater protection of joints, muscles, tendons, etc., but that there is that reduced preparation specifically for running on the tar, which has a much greater eccentric load. So there are some pretty famous examples of people who've done a lot of training on treadmills and have gone on to have exceptional performances. And again, because we live in South Africa, I'll use the example of Alberto Salazar, who won the Comrades Marathon in the early 90s, had an illustrious marathon career in the United States of America, and he did almost every single step of his training on a treadmill. So it does go to show that you can prepare very, very well on a treadmill. And then for internationals out there, Dana Castor, I think, who won a bronze medal at the Los Angeles Olympics, I think, in the marathon, she had major problems with injuries and stress fractures through her life, and actually did a lot of training for that Olympic marathon on a treadmill that was submerged underwater to reduce the impact even further. So yes, I would say a treadmill will adequately prepare you, but probably a mix of the two is not a bad way to go.
Okay, I just wouldn't suggest you putting your treadmill in the bath. It'll probably have the same effect as throwing your toaster in the bath. So definitely wouldn't suggest doing that. Lindsay Perry, thank you so much. We're back again tomorrow with another edition of the Ask Coach Perry podcast.
Be sure to subscribe to the Ask Coach Perry podcast on iTunes, follow it on SoundCloud, or listen to it on Stitcher. Follow us on Twitter @AskCoachPerry.